The following shiur has been presented by Rav David Grossman, Rosh Beis Chabad Binyani Mishpat, and is brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center. For more information about the center, or for halachic services and resources, please call 1-888-485-VAAD or visit thehalachacenter.org.
The Gemara in the last few daf discussed the concept and the kinyan of kinyan chotzer. I would like to present a scenario which touches on a number of the points discussed in the last few daf, Benigea Kinyan Chatzar. Reuven rents a car, an automobile, from a Jewish rental company. He sits down in the car, makes himself comfortable, he drives off, and he reaches down under the seat or somewhere where it's right there. He reaches his hand, he puts his hand down, and he takes out $600 bills that were obviously left by the previous renter. Unbelievable that it wasn't caught by any of the people cleaning up. But that kachava, that was his luck. That was his fortune. The question is, who does this $600 belong to? On the one hand, he found it. He should be able to keep it. Doesn't have a simon. It was derech nafilo. Possible that it was a place where most of the renters were goyim. The previous owner was mishrabalu miyayish, because since the workers were typically going to clean the car and find it and obviously not return it, the previous owner was miyayish. Like we see, the Gemara talks about a beis haknesses that roiv akum, that when the goyim are the ones who clean up, that beis haknesses, a person is typically miyayish, even though it's roiv Yisrael. These 600 crisp $100 bills obviously belong to somebody who found it. However, since this automobile was owned by the rental company, we know there's a concept of kinyan chatzar we've been learning about the last few daf. Do we say in this case that there would be a kinyan chatzar and that the owner of the vehicle, the owner of the company, would be the one to be zoiche in this mitzvah and this fine, and that the zoiche, the renter, might have to return these $600 to the owner? In order to properly address this shiloh, we have to analyze a few different angles. The first question is, does the owner of a vehicle have a kinyan chatzar, which we know a chatzar of somebody else is koinish shaloi midaitoi, and therefore arguably as soon as this loser, the person who lost the money, was to have lost it, it would be konoi durch the kinyan chatzar, it would be konoi to the owner of the vehicle, and therefore by the time the new renter came into the car and put his hand down and reached down and found the money, it already belonged to the Baal HaRechev, already belonged to the owner. First question is, does a car constitute a kinyan chatzar or not? And then we have to decide, in the event that it does, is there any reason why, although normally a car might be kinyan, but in this case the car would not be kinyan for the Baal HaBayis, it would not be kinyan for the owner of the vehicle, but rather it would be kinyan for the person who found it, especially since he reached down and got it and he now has it in his own hand. We have seen in the past a concept of a chotzer mahaleches. The Gemara earlier in the Testament Bay says that a behema is considered a chotzer mahaleches. And the Gemara asks, a chotzer that's moving, a chotzer that's in movement is not a good chotzer and it does not have a kinyan chotzer. The Gemara asks from Svina, why by Svina, we know the halacha is if a dog, if a fish jumps into a Svina, into a boat, it is kana, and the Gemara says the reason why a Svina is not a chatzim halacha is because Svina mei nechnaichi. The Svina is in position, umayahu dekamamtila. The water is what's moving it. Now the question is, can we be medama Svina to an automobile? Is an automobile a chatzim halacha or not? How do we understand this concept of svina meinach naicha, It's really position, you're in position, something else is, it's being moved by itself. The best dogma that we have to understand this is an escalator. A person stands on a step in the escalator, he's stationary. The escalator is moving him up. Similarly, a svina is also considered stationary, and the waves are moving him. And according to this Havana, that really the svina itself is stationary, a car possibly would be the same thing. You were sitting in a car, everything in the car is stationary. It's being moved by something else. But I think the real pshat is, and the Rishonim also speak it out, the Shita, the Mekubetzes, and the Ramban and the Rajba, that the reason why a svina is not considered a chatam alech is because it doesn't have its own das. It doesn't move on its own volition. It needs something else to move it. Similarly, the Gemara says kalasa. If a woman has a pocketbook and you put a get inside the pocketbook, that's considered a good chatz, although it's a chatz ma'aleches, because something else is moving it. The Shita brings the Rajba. It says, kol heichad leisagim inav shalav ma'alechesi. Anything that doesn't move by itself is not a ma'aleches. That's why a svina and kalasa is not, lav minav shay united. They're not moving by themselves. And l'chayr, the same thing would be a car. A car does not move by itself. A car is really a stationary thing, and therefore, a car typically would be a good chatzar, and if something was found in somebody else's car, it would have a din of a chatzar, and it would not be a chatzar mahaleches, it would be a stationary chatzar, and it would be one that would be able to be used for the kinyan of chatzar. The next question is this a kalev shalkoina b'shus makne, or b'shus harabim? Halacha is, if a person is sitting in Rishus HaRabim, and he has, a big suitcase in Rishus HaRabim, and something falls into the suitcase, you're not koina in that suitcase. And the reason you're not koina is because that suitcase, although it is a chatzah, but it's only a kli, it's only your vessel. A vessel can't be koina. The only time a vessel can be koina within chatzah is in a place where a person has 100% Rishus and permission to have the vessel there. So a kalo shall koina, the kalo of the vessel of a koina of somebody acquiring something, b'sharabim, is not koina. Because he's not allowed to be there. He's not allowed to have his vessel there. He has to get it moving, so it's not bottle. It does not become like part and parcel of the b'sharabim, and therefore, you're not koina. Some would say the same thing might be by an automobile driving through b'sharabim. So kalo shall koina, b'sharabim. Others say, that a car is not true because the roads are made for cars. And as we explained, the whole problem with the kalev shalkoina b'shus harabim is because you have no right to be there. But if a zivait that I'm allowed to be here and the roads are made to have a car there, you would be able to be koina with a kinyan chatzar. And on top of that, you're right. But as soon as the car made it to the parking lot of the rental agency, which is also owned by the owner of the rental agency, there you have a kalo shel koina b'shus koina. And that should work within chatzar. So arguably, if a person would own a car, and he hadn't rented it out, it belonged to him totally, and he was using it, and a goy came into his car and left a $100 bill on the seat, of course, the car would be koina, apipashus, the car would be koina the $100 bill, and he would own it and belong to him, and he wouldn't have to worry, and he would be the new owner. Over here, it's a little bit different. In our case, as soon as the dollar bills really fell to the ground, the car had been rented out to somebody else. The car really was under the klal of schirus liyoyme memkarhu, that the renter of an item. Person rents something for a day, it's as if it's sold for that day. And one can declare, who is the owner of the chatzar in regard to the kinyan chatzar? Is the masker, the real owner, have the kinyan chatzar? Or, since he rented out the car, that car would typically be rented to the kinyan chatzar would be koina on behalf of the soicher, on behalf of the renter, and therefore the masker, the owner of the car, would not get it. This is actually a machlekes we show him later on in Daf Kuf Beis Amud Aleph. The Gemara at length discusses the soicher and a masker, and the machlekes we show him exactly how to learn Ein kan mekayim laharech. However, in our Gemara, the Gemara on Daf Yud Aleph Amud Beis brings the story. Maisa starts out on Amud Aleph. Maisa, the Rabbi Gamliel was kenim shayu boyim besvina. Rabbi Gamliel was coming in a svina and he wanted to give maaser. So the question is, how can I give maaser? So Rabbi Gamliel said, mekayimay muzkaloi, the makom, the place where the maaser is lying right now should be muskar to Rabbi Yeshua and to the Kohen and Leviim. They should rent that chatzar, that they should rent that place, that domicile, and through the rental of the chatzar, I want him to acquire the maaseris that are on that chatzar. And the Rishonim point out that we see from here, according to some Rishonim, that if a person rents a domicile, he gets with it the kinyan chatzar. The Rambam, however, and other Rishonim say that no, that although you rented the chatzar for all different tashmishin, but any metzias that come into a rented courtyard belong to the maskir, belong to the real owner of the place, and therefore he would be kind of all these achim. He would be kind of anything involved. Now, lemaisa the machlokes rishonim. There are rishonim that say that the maskir, that the owner is the one who gets the kinyan chatzar. There are rishonim that say that the soicher gets the kinyan chatzar. So typically, we would go, since the soicher now, the new soicher, the new renter, has picked up this item, and he acquired a kinyan chatzar, he would be the muhzik, and it would be ein lehoytzim yadoi. Since he has it, he wouldn't have to give it up. Because since the only way the maskir can get it is only through a machlekes rishonim, the new finder has a right to say, kimli, like those rishonim that hold that the soicher is the one that acquires anything that's in the chatzar, and therefore he'd be able to keep it. On top of that machlekes, there's another issue. There's a concept of the Isura Asul Yodei. When a person walks down the street and he finds an item, if he found it before Yush, before the owner of the item lost all hopes of returning it, even if it's a Dover She'en B'Simen, a person drops $100 bill on the floor, it's something that does not have a Simen, and he's obviously going to be Miyayish right away. Actually, by money, the Gemara says later on, Adam Asul L'mashmish B'Kisa B'Kol Sho'o, that he's miyayish right away. But let's say it's not money. Let's say it's just an item, a pen, that falls on the floor, doesn't have a simen, or it's in a place that's ruba akum, that the most people of that specific district are goyim, and he has no hopes of finding it anymore. But he does not know that it's lost. He's not miyayish yet. He didn't lose hope yet because he doesn't know. We pass in Yish Shalim Yidas, Loi Havi Yish. If a person does not know that it was Miyayish, he does not give up hope yet, and it's not considered an effective Yish, and therefore anybody who picks it up would have to deal with it. He cannot keep it. And the reason for this is that since when you picked it up, the Yish had not taken place yet, that's called Be'isura Asul Yodei. It came to your hand, Be'isura, with a Chiyuv, with an obligation to return it to the owner, and therefore, even though 5 seconds later he was miyayish, that yush does not take effect, does not help, because it came to your hand before yush. However, if it would come afterwards to somebody else's hand, then that person would be miyayish. Now let's analyze our case. A person drops money inside this car, assuming that this car would be considered a chatzar for the balabayit. And assuming we would pass like the Rambam, that the chatzar of a maskir is kind of for the owner. There is still another issue that we have to overcome, and that is the issue of Isur Asul Yodei. The money was dropped in this vehicle before Yush, before he had a chance. The second it was dropped, it was before Yush, and he didn't have a chance to be Miyai. So this chatzar that we're assuming now would be coined on behalf of the owner has the issue of Isur Asul Yodei for the owner. This is actually a machlokes marshal and the shach in Shulchan Aruch. If we say by a chatzar, if there's a halacha of Isur Asul Yodei, it's based on a machlokes rishonim later on, and Daf Chavav and Eilu Metzias, where the Gemara says that if a person finds something in a wall, it's Tarei El Shaloi. If a person finds something in an old wall, he's allowed to keep it. Asks Tosfos, why is he allowed to keep it? The owner of the wall should be the one to keep it. And some Rishonim answered to this question, because the reason why the owner of the wall does not keep it is because it's Beisur Asli Yodeh. Because since it came to this Chatzar before Yush, so the Chatzar can never be Koina, and can never acquire this article anymore. And therefore, the new owner, the new finder, is the one that gets it. Other Rishonim say, no, that by Chatzar, by Kinyan Chatzar, there's no concept of Beisur Asli Yodeh, and therefore, even though it dropped into the Chatzar before Yush, still, the owner of the chatzah would be able to acquire it. So we see there's another machlek, there's another question here as to whether the masker, whether the owner of the vehicle has the right and the ability to be koin al yidei kinyan chatzah. In actuality, the shach paskins aloch lamaisa that you do say yisuri osul yodei by a chatzah. Therefore, in summation, al pi pashtus, a person driving in Rosh Hashanah in his car, Alpi Pashtus would have a Kinyan Chatzar. However, in our case, although the owner of the car, according to some Rishonim, does have a Kinyan Chatzar in the vehicle, since this Soicher, this new renter who reached down and picked up this wad of bills, has many, many Shittas on his side, saying that he can get it, first of all, there's a possibility that there would not be a Kinyan Chatzar. Second of all, many Rishonim hold that the Kinyan Chatzar does not take effect for the maskir, for the owner, but rather for the renter, and he himself possibly would be considered a Kinyan Chatzar. Third of all, the Chatzar, even assuming that the maskir is the one who gains from the Kinyan Chatzar, but it was the Isura Asul Yodeh of the maskir, and there's another concept that it was loy hayvali matze, it was something that may not have been found, which we'll not get into, but the many Rishonim hold that something that's in a place where it might never have been found, also you cannot be koina with a kinyan chatzar. So al pi halacha, the soicher, the finder, is the one who is able to keep this money, he has no halachic issue, he does not have to give it to anybody else, and he is the owner and the new owner of these funds, and he does not have to be machriz, and he's allowed to keep this fund and enjoy them.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.